ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text Number 13. Sa Shraddhanasya Vivardhamana Viraktim Anyatra Karoti Pumsaha Viraktim Anyatra Karoti Hare Padanu Smriti Nirvritasya Samasta Dukha Samasta Dukha Pyayam Ashudhate Sa. Those topics of Krishna or Krishna Katha. Shraddha Dhanasya, of one who is anxious to hear. Vivardhamana, gradually increasing. Viraktim, indifference. Anyatra, in other things, brackets, than such topics. Karoti, does. Pumsaha, of one who is so engaged. Hare, of the Lord. Pada Anusmriti, constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord. Nirvritasya, one who has achieved such transcendental bliss. Samasta Dukha, all miseries. Apyayam, vanquished. Ashu, without delay. Dhatte, executes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: for one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by the devotees Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by the devotees who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. It should be have, right, instead of has. Or by the devotee. Oh yeah, then that's correct. Translation one more time. For one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by the devotee who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. Purport: we must certainly know that on the absolute plane, Krishna Katha and Krishna are one and the same. The Lord is absolute truth, and therefore His name, form, quality, etc., which are all understood to be Krishna Katha, are non-different from Him. Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Lord, is as good as the Lord Himself. When a sincere devotee reads Bhagavad Gita, this is as good as seeing the Lord face to face in His personal presence. But this is not so for the mundane wrangler. What's the meaning of wrangler? A person engaging in a lengthy and complicated quarrel or dispute. Or a person also in charge of horses and other livestock. Two meanings. All the potencies of the Lord are there when one reads Bhagavad Gita, provided it is read in the way recommended in the Gita by the Lord Himself. One cannot foolishly manufacture an interpretation of Bhagavad Gita and still bring about transcendental benefit. Anyone who tries to squeeze some artificial meaning or interpretation from Bhagavad Gita for an ulterior motive is not Shraddhana Pumsaha, one engaged exclusively in bona fide hearing of Krishna Katha. Such a person cannot derive any benefit from reading Bhagavad Gita, however great a scholar he may be in the estimation of a layman. The Shraddhana or faithful devotee can actually derive all the benefits of Bhagavad Gita because by the omnipotency of the Lord, he achieves the transcendental bliss which vanquishes attachment and nullifies all concomitant material miseries. Only the devotee, by his factual experience, can understand the import of this verse spoken by Vidura. The pure devotee of the Lord enjoys life by constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, by hearing Krishna Katha. For such a devotee, there is no such thing as material existence. And the much advertised bliss of Brahmananda, is like a fig for the devotee who is in the midst of the transcendental ocean of bliss. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For one who is anxious to hear the messages of Krishna, such a person, they become indifferent to material existence. And as a result of their constant remembrance of the Lord, all their miseries vanquish. So these series of verses are they've come at a very appropriate time, because this is the Sankirtan month, or the month of distributing books, and this section of verses is a lot about preaching, in which these verses talk about the importance of Krishna Katha and giving it to others. So it is quite, it's interesting that these verses came at the start of the marathon. So on the absolute plane, Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes are non-different from him. Whereas on the material plane, our name, quality, form and pastimes are usually different from us. So that is the difference between transcendence and the material platform. So on the spiritual platform, Krishna is his holy name, Krishna is his pastimes, Krishna is his paraphernalia, his form and his qualities. So we see with anything, even any object in this world, it has a name, right? Even if you take this table, it's called a table. It has a form, it's given a certain form. It has certain characteristics, qualities. And it is used in certain activities. Like right now we're using this table to put the book on and use it for Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, and we see even with the personality, these four things are there. There's a name, there's a form, there's a quality, and there are activities or pastimes. So we see because Krishna is a person, Krishna also has name, form, qualities and pastimes. But Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes are non-different from him. So that's what makes Krishna very unique. And that's what makes Krishna as God. Because he is non-different from his name, form, qualities and pastimes. So is this verse. Naam Chintamani. Display the base is interesting. Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. I was looking for the translation. Nam Chintamani Krishnas, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatvat Nama Namino. So Krishna is non-different from his holy name. And the holy name is like a touchstone, Chintamani. And the holy name is complete, Purna. Purna means it is complete. It has all the potencies of the Lord. And it is Shuddha. Shuddha means it is free from any material contamination. So we see that Krishna, as from such verses, we understand that Krishna is non-different from his name, form, qualities and pastimes. And in fact, even when we read the literature such as Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they are also non-different from Krishna. Because this is Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes are explained in such books. So therefore, these books are non-different from Krishna, as Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. And even we see in the third verse of the first chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains that Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitam Phalam Shukha Mukhadam Tadravya Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhur Raho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. That expert and thoughtful men, they relish the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the mature fruit of the desired tree of Vedic literatures. And it emanated from the lips of Sri Shukdev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. So we see Srimad Bhagavatam is also called the Rasa Shastra. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of rasas. So we know there are 5 primary rasas and 7 secondary rasas. So all these rasas combined together, they make love. So all these rasas are present in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, such a literature is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, when we read the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita and such literature, we are experiencing the Lord face to face. So we see Arjuna, he heard the Bhagavad Gita personally from the Lord. He was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna spoke him the Bhagavad Gita. So one might think, what about me? I'm not being instructed by the Lord directly. You know, I'm not as fortunate as Arjuna that I'm not able to hear the Bhagavad Gita directly from the Lord. Therefore, I'm less fortunate. But because of the Lord's omnipotencies, he can make himself present in his name, form, qualities and pastimes. So on the spiritual platform, hearing is as good as seeing. Whereas on the material platform, people say seeing is believing. And this is the contention of the scientists. They say that there is no God because we cannot see him. So because we cannot see God with our eyes, we cannot see God in the lab, in the laboratory. We have smashed open the atom. Now, like scientists, they are studying matter very minutely on a macro level and a micro level. So, who was it? This astronomer who said that, who went to space and he couldn't find God. He couldn't see God. So when he came back, he said, "There's no God because I couldn't find him out there in space." So by all their space excursions, they go flying around in spaceships, and they say we haven't seen God. And then in the laboratory under the microscope, or in the atom smasher machine, they're smashing the atoms, they're colliding them, and then they say we haven't found God. So seeing is believing on the material platform, but on the spiritual platform, hearing is seeing. And it begins with hearing. So Krishna, he left behind the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see him directly. But this requires some faith, as here it says, Sa Shraddhanasya, of one who is anxious to hear. that this actually requires some faith, and those who are not faithful, they cannot cross this path of birth and death. They cannot cross beyond the cycle of birth and death. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ashradhana Purush, what's that? Ashradhana Purusha Dharma Syasya Parantapa Aprapya Mam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. So Krishna says, those who are not faithful in this devotional service, they cannot attain me, and therefore they cannot. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. So those who lack this faith in devotional service or Krishna consciousness, or lack this faith in the process of hearing and chanting and rendering service, they cannot attain devotional service. They cannot understand Krishna consciousness. So yes, on the spiritual platform, hearing is seeing Krishna. And this requires some faith. And without that faith, it is very difficult to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So on the material platform, people are very arrogantly, they want to see God. They say, show me God. And because they cannot see with their defective senses, they conclude there is no God. That is so foolish. That is such a foolish argument. Even with our material senses, we cannot see so many things in this world. Therefore, they need a microscope to see what's going on a very minute level, because they cannot see with their eyes. And they themselves admitted that there are so many things they don't understand of this world. But when it comes to God and spiritual life, but very suddenly, very arrogantly, they'll say, oh, because I cannot see, there's no God. But devotees know that by hearing, we are seeing Krishna. Therefore, there's so much emphasis on chanting the holy names. There's so much emphasis on reading the spiritual literature, like the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because by daily reading and hearing of Krishna Katha, we come in contact with the Supreme Lord directly. And here it is said that one who is anxious to hear such Krishna Katha, they gradually become indifferent to the material world. So at this point of time, we are indifferent to Krishna. We are not indifferent to the material world. So indifference is there, but this indifference is towards Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. And we can see in the materialists, they are extremely indifferent to Krishna. They don't want anything to do with the Supreme Lord. Or they will just say they'll simply be believers at the most. At the most, people will be believers. I believe in God. And I go to the church or the temple or mosque once a week or once every Janmashtami or once every festival. But they're indifferent to Krishna's glories. Ichha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohina bharata. So Krishna says by desire and hate, people are desiring to enjoy Krishna's energy. Like everyone is talking about energy, but no one is talking about the source of energy. There's a video on Facebook, was very funny. In this video was a non-devotee. So they were criticizing spirituality. So they were criticizing people who make a show of spirituality. And the point they were making is, the so-called spirituality they're talking about is nothing, it's just materialism. So, you know, people who make a show of spirituality, they say, oh, you know, you are so spiritual, I'm so spiritual, it's all about love, everything is love, and everything is energy, I can feel your energy, you can feel mine, we'll become one, it's all energy. So, in the material conception of life, people are concerned with energy, but they're not concerned with the source of energy. So there's the Shakti and the Shaktiman. So materialists are concerned with energy, how they can exploit it. But devotees, they are concerned about the source of energy, from where it's coming. So yes, Bhagavad Gita is non-different from the Supreme Lord. And so we need to ask ourselves also, do we have that faith? Do we have that strong understanding of faith that Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. are non-different from the Lord? And are we very anxious to read these books or to hear lectures on these books by other devotees? So to the degree we are anxious to do that, to that degree we will be indifferent to the material world. Otherwise, we will be indifferent to Krishna. So from time immemorial, we have been indifferent to Krishna's devotional service, to Krishna's chanting, to Krishna's holy name, his activities. So I was making the point, everyone is indifferent. And you can see when you're distributing books on the street, people are indifferent. They will come up with a million excuses, million and one excuses, why they are indifferent to Krishna. They have not, from no time to relationship problems, to job problems, to, or some will openly admit it, they're just not interested. They're atheists. So the process of Krishna consciousness is to make us indifferent to the material world and to make us attached to Krishna. That's the whole process of Krishna consciousness. So we need to ask ourselves this question very honestly. We need to honestly introspect. Are we anxious to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam? Are we anxious to read these books every day? Srila Prabhupada established a daily program of Krishna Katha, of hearing Krishna Katha in the form of the morning program, and he called it the ISKCON sandwich. So during the day we do service, and in the morning and evening there is strong emphasis on hearing and chanting in the form of chanting one's round, Mangalarti, Guru Puja and Srimad Bhagavatam class. And in the evening, Sandhya Aarti and a Bhagavad Gita class. So if you're not doing that in the evening, then we have to replace it with, and even along with that, Srila Prabhupada put emphasis on reading the books, with the sandwich and reading the books in between. So this hearing and chanting is very important, because if hearing and chanting is strong, then one's service attitude will be strong. If hearing and chanting is lacking, then one's service attitude will not be good, and gradually one's service will also slacken over a period of time. So therefore there is strong emphasis on chanting. And of all the services, the chanting of the holy names, chanting 116 rounds are the most important, even though we are extremely busy. Like now we are in the catering season. So I remember going on catering, it is so busy over there. But we still have to chant our rounds. Because if we don't chant our rounds, then slowly that service will become mundane. Whereas we see with the residents of the spiritual world who are liberated, their service attitude doesn't slacken, because they are on the liberated platform and they're fixed. And they are also, in their talking, they are always discussing Krishna Katha. Whereas if our Krishna Katha slackens, very quickly we come to the material platform, because we are on the material platform and we are trying to get out of that. So the moment we stop that, we very quickly come back to the modes of nature where we are trying to come out of. And we see that when people leave Krishna consciousness, very quickly they return to their old habits. You know, for everyone it's different. For some, maybe it's listening to Bollywood songs or classical, you know, old songs. For some, it's listening to metal or rock or taking drugs or smoking or sex life or whatever it is. So that's because of giving up Krishna consciousness. So our Krishna consciousness is nourished by chanting the holy name. And even to chant properly, because we are not chanting the holy name properly, we are always committing offenses. Therefore, there is strong emphasis on reading these books. So when we read the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, we understand the glories of the holy name, how the holy name is transcendental. It is on the spiritual platform. It is non-different from Krishna. And what is our position? How we are not this body, we are not matter, we are spirit. and how this material world is the energy of Krishna. So we are reminded of these things. And the moment we stop reading, we see very quickly we forget and we come back on the material platform of exploiting the resources of nature. And this requires a lot of faith, that coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class, reading the Bhagavad Gita, is seeing Krishna face to face. This is what Prabhupada says here. That the Bhagavad Gita being spoken by the Lord is as good as the Lord Himself. So when we are reading the Bhagavad Gita, we are being spoken directly by the Lord. When a sincere devotee reads Bhagavad Gita, this is as good as seeing the Lord face to face in His personal presence. So sometimes we just, you know, pick up the book myself. Okay, let's read something. And read something, but totally indifferent that the Lord is not different from the book, from the Bhagavad Gita. So I was in one retreat of Sachinandan Maharaj about the holy name, and he was mentioning, this is 1 or 2 years ago, even Burijan Prabhu mentioned that before we read the Shastras, we should offer obeisances to the Shastra. And we should offer some prayers and glorification, so we are conscious that the Shastra is not different from the Lord. Otherwise we take it very mechanically. Now it's time to do our daily reading, and we do that, but totally forgetful of Krishna is not different. But this is a very good practice, Burijan Prabhu was mentioning. Offering obeisances to the Shastra and offering some prayers and reading in a prayerful mood, which makes us conscious that Krishna is not different from his literature. So we see for ordinary persons, even if they read Bhagavad Gita, they're not able to perceive the presence of the Lord, because most of the time the books they're reading, the Bhagavad Gitas they're reading, are dodgy Bhagavad Gitas. They are the Bhagavad Gitas which are interpreted by people. So Prabhupada, he says, this is in the 70s, at this point of time there are hundreds of Bhagavad Gitas, specifically English translations of Bhagavad Gitas, which are rendered by scholars and philosophers and politicians. And none of them understand what Krishna is saying. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hiyatud uttamam. Yoga propta puratana. He says that this ancient science of the relationship of me is given to my devotee and friend, he says to Arjuna. Because you are my devotee and friend, you can understand this. So that is the qualification of writing a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, of understanding Krishna, that one has to be a devotee of Krishna and a friend of Krishna. And we can even see this in mundane relationships. If we want to know someone, you have to be their friend. You have to be their follower or devotee. And when you're the follower or the friend, good friend, intimate friend, then you can know their inner secrets. So, because people who write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, they're in fact Krishna's enemy. Because they are not from Krishna's point of view, but from their point of view. From Krishna's point of view, everyone is his part and parcel. No one is his enemy. But they are the enemy because they are against Krishna. And you can see in their commentaries, they will put their own opinion. They'll add their own interpretation. And the reason they pick Krishna, they pick the Bhagavad Gita, because the Bhagavad Gita is a very famous book. So, actually, Krishna should have copyrighted the Bhagavad Gita when he spoke it. 5,000 years ago, there was no conception of copyright. Or this is an intellectual property. People cannot add their own version to it. Like we see even Prabhupada, With all these books, there's a copyright. You cannot just take this book and, you know, without the permission of the BBT and publish it or distribute it or change it or even sell it. But anyway, people would have still done it, whether regardless of Krishna copyrighted it or not. So yes, this problem is there because so people take a very famous book. The Bhagavad Gita is very famous and it is very widely known. So people take that, they take that book and then they'll write their own interpretation. But what they should do is they should write their own book and try to be famous on their own strength. If they want to be famous, then they should write their own mental speculation and then they should sell it. But they'll take Krishna's words because Bhagavad Gita is widely known all over the world. And people want to know about Bhagavad Gita. So they'll take that and they'll give their own idea or interpretation. So that is cheating. That is the cheating propensity. So this cheating propensity is there in a conditioned soul. And then they will want to teach Bhagavad Gita. They'll want to give their own interpretation, give their own understanding of what Krishna is saying. So if we want to know someone, we have to be their friend. And we have to ask them. Like yesterday I was hearing my spiritual master, he was telling someone that if I want to know why you're wearing this t-shirt, then I have to ask you. If I ask you why you're wearing this t-shirt which says purple something, then that person can explain why they are wearing that t-shirt. But otherwise, someone can concoct because you have a purple brain, he was saying. Or, you know, you have purple body, that's why you're wearing a purple shirt. This is all speculation. So if we want to understand Krishna, then we have to hear from him. And this is Prabhupada's qualification. Or this is Prabhupada's, what did he say? This is my credit, Prabhupada said, that I haven't changed these books, I'm just presenting them as they are. So, and this was Prabhupada's agenda, to present Bhagavad Gita without any interpretation, as it is, to mankind. And Prabhupada placed a lot of emphasis on spreading this literature, because this literature is not misinterpreted, therefore it has the potency to make many devotees. And Prabhupada even said that. He writes that in the Bhagavad Gita, that because I have presented this literature as it is, this book has made thousands of devotees and is still making. So our mission is to make people anxious to receive this literature, is to make people anxious to read these books by creating facilities for them, by first of all giving this literature to them and then having facilities where they can associate with devotees and gradually become eager to read these books. So the word anxious has two meanings. Anxious means eagerly desirous of something, and anxious also means to be in anxiety, to be uneasy about something. So for ourselves, we have to be anxious about reading these books, eagerly desirous. And if you're not able to do it, we should become uneasy. So I'll leave it there. And you have it. It's 8 o'clock, we need to end. If you have any questions, you can personally ask. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.